Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to find out some things going up in Audubon Way, and we're visiting with Margie Schaefer. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. It's another great day.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about an event coming right up that's a very special event in Audubon, and that's the John James Audubon Festival. So let's get started with the dates, and then we'll talk about some of the events that are actually happening during that time.
Great. It is Saturday, April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st.
Okay. Should be a wonderful weekend. And, you know, May 1st is May Basket Day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if we can tie that in with the festival, but, hey, it's a way to get out and do something special on that day.
For sure.
So what's happening on the 30th? That's on a Saturday.
Okay. On the 30th, we start with Breakfast with the Birds, and that's at the Memorial Building in Audubon. And the breakfast is going to be put on by the Audubon Lions. And a couple of things they're going to feature is French toast, strawberries, and whipped cream.
Ooh, yummy.
And then from there, they can go from 10 to 11 to the John James Audubon Tea Room. And the last couple Saturdays we've been having where they've been making, doing a hat-making workshop in tea. And then on Saturday the 30th from 10 to 11, they're going to have tea and dessert and either be wearing their hats or talking about their hats. And anyone is welcome to come and enjoy that time. And like I say, it'll include coffee, tea, and dessert.
All right. And see some of those creations that were started earlier and maybe get some ideas of something they'd like to do themselves.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Then from 10 to 3, we have Blooming with Art. And that's in the basement of Our Savior's Church. And a new thing they've added this year is a design of floral arrangement by the local businesses representing their business. And then later on Sunday, those will be in a silent auction, so a person can bid on those. And then we'll have 40 different artists displaying artwork from painting to stained glass to quilting to mosaics. On display all afternoon from 10 to 3, as well as vendors in the park that are going to be selling bake sale items, plants, and then we're going to have the Pointer Rescue Dogs, which is a new addition this year. And if a person is needing a good buddy, this will be a good time for them to pick, select a new buddy if they need one for around their home.
Mm-hmm. So there'll actually be the dogs will be there to pet
yes.
and talk to.
If you want to adopt, and they'll also be there at our Sunday event from 1 to 6,
okay.
And then on Saturday from 10 to 6.
So far, Margie, it sounds like a festival of arts and a festival of food.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, we love to eat when we go someplace and visit with folks as we eat, so those are great opportunities. And I think the flowers and the art, you know, what a good chance to see local talent put out in a way that, you know, maybe we don't know some of those folks have that kind of talent. So that's great to be able to share it through this event.
Definitely,
mm-hmm.
definitely. And so, then from 11 to 1, the Audubon Chamber of Commerce will have a customer appreciation luncheon. And it's a Mexican luncheon, and it's free will donation for that. And for little ones at 12:30, we have story time at the library. And our own Mr. and Mrs. John James Audubon will be reading the stories at that time.
Okay, they can get kind of acquainted with those characters.
Yes, hmm. yes. And then also at 1, then we start some entertainment and some awards that we're going to do, and that will be in the city park. And then on display in our cultural center, we'll have some Indian artifacts, plus 800 AD Colorado pottery on display. And then 3 o'clock, we have what we call our bird scavenger hunt. And we have over 100 of the mosaics inlaid in the sidewalk, and that will tie into that scavenger hunt. So that's fun for all ages
mm-hmm.
to participate in. And then from 3 to 5, we have a historical pictorial tour that will take place at the Old Park Hotel with a lot of older pictures on display and telling some of the history of that. And then one of the fun events later in the day, from 3 to 6, we're having a beverage tasting and hors d'oeuvres, and that's at the Memorial Building. And they can call 563-2742 if they want to buy a ticket in advance for $5. Otherwise, that afternoon, they're $7 at that location.
Okay, and you said that's beverage tasting and
hors d'oeuvres.
And hors d'oeuvres, okay. You know, you've mentioned, I'm sort of interrupting your time event here, but a couple of things that if you can't come to the festival, it's still, you should take a trip to Audubon to see. And one is actually the library and that addition, the Cultural Center, which was just a great addition, or the newer part now is the library and the older part is the Cultural Center, right, Marie?
Right.
And that's been a wonderful space to do a lot of different things in. And then the other one, all the mosaics in the sidewalk, if you haven't seen those, that's a real treat. You could do that some, you know, Sunday afternoon when you want to go for a little walk, you could do that. Of course, when you go to the festival, you get all this bonus of other things. But those are things that people could do just almost any time on their own. So,
yes. And one of the things to see in the evening sometime is the new John James Audubon stained glass clock. It's lit up in the evening, and it is 8 to 10 feet tall and about 4 feet wide, and it's on one of the buildings on Broadway, and it's just a beautiful piece of art.
Now, was that done locally? I mean,
yes.
By a local person?
Uh-huh. Grover Davis did the installation, and Glenn Hansen, that was originally from Audubon, he did this, the stained glass work on the clock.
And Clint Hansen also did all the bird mosaics? Is
yes,
that correct?
He's doing all the bird mosaics.
Yeah, so it's really great to see a local talent being used locally instead of, you know, I know Clint did a lot of work actually worldwide, so it's really great to see some of his work kind of in his hometown too. So, okay, have we covered Saturday?
We've pretty much covered Saturday,
okay.
I think.
But let's not forget there are things going on Sunday.
Yes, and on Sunday, our location is actually 1 mile south of town at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And there, it'll start at 1 o'clock with nature walks, vendors, and then a hunting dog demonstration going on. Lots of fun activities for all ages with nature. You can see the elk, you tour the one-room schoolhouse, visit the 1890 Victorian home, and then they have a machinery museum that's open that afternoon as well. And then starting it from 4 to 6, and they will have a soup supper. So a person won't have to do any cooking that weekend if they don't want to.
For 2 days, you can just go and enjoy great food, as well as I mentioned before, great company, because that's part of the whole festival, I think, is getting to see folks that maybe you don't see just every day.
Exactly.
So great fun. Now, there were a couple things I wanted to ask about in terms of, I guess, just the initially, you know, where did this idea come from? Of course, Audubon is named after John James Audubon, but, you know, where did this whole festival idea come about?
We decided that, you know, with a city and a county named after him, and with us having so many things in our community based on his artwork, we felt like he deserved a festival. And so 4 years ago, the Downtown Revitalization Committee had this idea come from it to do the festival. And we've just continued that and expanded upon the activities that we had going on the very first one.
Mm-hmm. And when was the statue put up in the park?
It would have been, I believe, the late 60s. Don't quote me on that one, but I believe it was late 60s.
But John James Audubon made a little trip, right? He was placed one place, and now he's in a newer place. Is that correct?
Yes, he just made a half a block trip to a new location in the center of the park, and there's a rock and water feature along with plants and everything around him, and a lot of brickwork in the display and everything. So when we added the bird mosaics, we also revamped how that park flowed with new sidewalks and the mosaics and everything. Okay. So it's just a fun place to walk through, and you have nice mature trees, so there's shade in most places anytime you're in that park. And then it ties in with the Cultural Center just close by also.
Mm-hmm. I want to move to Sunday. I have a question about the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And, of course, there's lots of things to see there. Will the barn be open and kind of the flea market thing?
As far as I know, it should be.
That's some good bargains there.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the huge painting in the one, the other barn. That if
the Camrose painting?
Yes. Uh-huh. If people haven't seen that, that's just awesome.
So, and I believe that's like over 200 feet long.
Yeah,
and it basically starts out with the cattle grazing and all the way to the dinner table mm-hmm. with as it progresses.
Yeah. Another really, as I say, awesome thing to see. So lots going on there on April 30th and May 1st. Just get up to Audubon and see all the good stuff happening.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
We've been visiting with Margie Schaefer, who's the Administrator for Audubon County Economic Development and Tourism. And we want to thank you very much, Margie, for visiting with us.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
Okay, until next time, here's the thought. It's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness.